Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. Opponents have filed a third lawsuit challenging the state's new congressional map. This one is from the American Civil Liberties Union of Tennessee. Last week, lawmakers passed a map that broke up District 9, which has for decades been the majority black district encompassing Memphis. The area is split into three new majority white, reliably red districts. The ACLU argues that the changed map is intentionally discriminating against black voters. The new U.S. Supreme Court decision that spurred the special session to redistrict says that racial gerrymandering is illegal only when it's intentionally racist. Sorry for the technical difficulty. Tennessee has pulled back on requirements for new hospitals. The process is called Certificate of Need, or CON. Healthcare companies spend millions of dollars on studies to show there is more demand in the area than current providers can meet, and then the state signs off on or blocks the project. Tennessee has already gotten rid of CON requirements for some types of specialized facilities, and this year, they ended the requirement for freestanding ERs and acute care hospitals. There is opposition. It comes from people who want to protect safety net hospitals. Those primarily serve people who either can't pay or pay with TennCare, which sometimes doesn't even cover the cost of service. Those facilities need privately insured patients to come offset that cost. But without the CON process keeping competitors out, a fancier hospital can come in and lure those high-paying patients away. State Senator Ramesh Akberi, a Memphis Democrat, was one of the few votes against this bill.
They're a check on our healthcare market to make sure that we're looking at access and not necessarily looking at profit.
Senate Finance Chair Beau Watson, who authors a lot of healthcare legislation, said this kind of reform is critical in Tennessee. It's already financially challenging to run a hospital in an underserved or rural area. The expensive and lengthy CON process can be an unclearable obstacle for companies wanting to open hospitals. He also noted that Tennessee has the highest rate of rural hospital closures in the country.